Secrets are not a replacement for boundaries. We've all done it. Told those little white lies to make things easier. Maybe to get out of a bind, avoid a confrontation, or dodge a situation we never felt comfortable with in the first place. We tell ourselves it's harmless because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But if we're honest, most of the time, we're just trying to avoid the discomfort of setting a boundary and speaking our truth. Boundaries aren't about being difficult. They're about being clear about our needs, our limits, and how we expect to be treated. They build self-respect and create space for healthier relationships. The truth is, once we get comfortable setting them, life tends to feel less chaotic and more aligned. Boundaries reduce stress because they make our expectations known. No guessing, no games. But learning how to set boundaries, especially when we've spent most of our lives people-pleasing, takes intention, patience, and practice. Here's how to start. 1. Know where you stand. You can't set a boundary if you're unsure of how you feel. Check in with yourself. What makes you uncomfortable? What feels unsafe or triggering? Clarity is power. 2. Tap into how you feel. Resentment, anxiety, dread. These are often signs that a boundary needs to be set. What emotion is coming up and why? Naming the feeling helps you respond with intention instead of reaction. 3. Be clear. Once you know your truth, communicate it plainly. No over-explaining, no apologies. A boundary isn't a debate. It's a statement of self-respect. 4. Give yourself permission. Setting boundaries doesn't make you selfish. It makes you self-aware. You are not too much. You are worthy of peace and respect. 5. Check in often. Your needs evolve, and so will your boundaries. Stay aware. Reflect regularly on how situations or people make you feel and adjust accordingly. 6. Look at your patterns. Do you default to caretaking? Do you shut down? Are you conflict avoidant? Recognizing these patterns gives you the power to shift them. 7. Prioritize self-care. Boundaries are a form of self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of you is not a luxury. It's a necessity. 8. Find your people. Surround yourself with those who support your growth. Healthy people respect healthy boundaries. And don't be afraid to reach out for help. It benefits both the giver and receiver. 9. Take action. Thinking about setting a boundary is not the same as setting it. You have to follow through. Speak up, be consistent, and don't shrink when you feel resistance. 10. Start small. Build confidence. You don't have to tackle the toughest boundary first. Practice with low-stakes situations. Build your voice. Build your confidence. Then level up. Here's the truth. Keeping secrets or telling lies to avoid discomfort isn't kindness. It's avoidance. And the more you avoid, the more disconnected you become from your truth. Boundaries are not about controlling others. They're about honoring yourself. The more you practice, the more you'll feel grounded, clear, and connected. That's the foundation of a life that slays. Slay reflection. Do you struggle to set boundaries? Why? Have you ever used a white lie instead of speaking your truth? What did it cost you? Do you believe you're worthy of setting the terms of how you're treated? What patterns from your past still influence how you show up today? What would it look like to protect your peace unapologetically? S. Stop hiding behind excuses or silence. L. Listen to your gut. It's telling you what you need. A. Assert your truth with compassion and clarity. Y. Yield only to what honors your worth. Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. Do you struggle with setting boundaries? And if so, why? Share your story in the comments. Let's cheer each other on. And if you know someone who's learning to speak up for themselves, send this to them. Sometimes all we need is a nudge. I'm Carrie Ginzel, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.